That is why I think there's been a talk about it. The issue concerning the money that we're expecting to get from PDSA. As we talk right now, we are trying to make sure that to move customers' cargo and testing it on whatever the resources that we have for now. As you know, that we are the backbone of our transport industry, and we also drive the industry, and industry drives the economy of Zimbabwe. We play that role, and we'll continue, but we need the support also of all stakeholders.
What efforts are in place to recapitalize, which you believe can effectively revamp the company?
I'm grateful to say government has been supporting us through PSRP to try and rehabilitate our infrastructure. But in the long term, the 10-year period, we require something like 1.9 billion, which is, maybe I can just say 2 billion. To fully recapitalize and be transformed as an organization. Because the design capacity of our infrastructure, it was designed to move something like 18 million tons a year. And now it has actually gone down from 1999 to about 14, 12. Now currently we are saying maybe looking at about between 6 and 25 million. And that's why we need to refurbish things like locomotives, the wagons, which are the ones that we use for freight, all the passenger sites. Obviously, also some most of the fleet of buses are old, but we'll make sure that we also continue to make sure that we get funding to refurbish some of those resources.